Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, Beth Phoenix is done with NXT commentary.
Are WWE dropping the Cruiserweight Championship?
We have an update on Cody Rhodes' health after all those fire balls and things.
And new details on Big Swole leaving AEW. I'm Phil Chambers.
And I'm Andy Murray.
This is the news.
We don't really have Wilborn's flair. We're never going to get it. Just, it's fine.
Move on.
Beth Phoenix, she's not going to be commentating on NXT much longer. She announced this herself on social media yesterday, saying basically War Games this Saturday. Is it Saturday or Sunday? I think it's Sunday. I'm a moron. I should know that. But after War Games, she's done. I'll just read her statement here. Ahead of War Games, I wanted to share that this Sunday, there we go, there's the answer, will be my final night in NXT. While I remain part of WWE, I have made the choice to step away from the weekly broadcast to spend more time with my family. This was not an easy decision, as I have loved my 3+ years. Is it really been that long?
Yeah,
gee whiz, that's mental. And 135 episodes of NXT, and I'm incredibly proud of the bland. That was a slip, wasn't it? Of the brand. I will forever be
proud of the bland we've created.
Jesus, sorry NXT. I will forever be grateful to Vic Joseph, Wade Barrett, Nigel Venus, Tom Phillips, Mauro Ranallo, Triple H, Shawn Michaels, Michael Cole, and my entire NXT family, both in and out of the ring, for the amazing opportunity. NXT will always be part of me, and Auntie Betty, love her Yorkshire puddings, will always be part of NXT. Leave the porch light on for me. So yeah, she's staying with WWE, moving out of that role, wants to spend more time with her family. Fair play. Edge, her husband, is a complete lunatic who has these insane blood feuds, so it's understandable that she'd want to spend more time at home and everything else. But yeah, there you go. What do you reckon to this reshuffle on the NXT announced team?
Yeah, be interesting to see who they announce in her place. Obviously, if this is the right move for her, then good job for you, Beth Phoenix. We wish you all the best in your time at home with your family, which sounds lovely enough as it is, but you'll have to wait and see what happens with the NXT announcement team, I suppose. But speaking of NXT, there might be even more changes down there in the NXT 2.0 land. And this is coming from the Wrestling Observer Radio and Dave Meltzer, saying that they might be dropping the Cruiserweight Championship. Now, you might be thinking, are there any Cruiserweights left in WWE? And you'll be right. There's very, very little. They sort of ravished the 205 Live division with all of the releases this year. And this is, I guess, the last remaining thing of that sort of mini era, I guess. So there's rumblings that it might be happening with Joe Gacy, because he had his sort of talking about the all-inclusive championship, and maybe he'll win it and then turn it into an all-inclusive championship that might be some kind of like never open weight
maybe.
But woke, I guess.
Never open woke.
Never woke weight.
There you go.
But yeah, WWE might be dropping the Cruiserweight Championship.
Yeah, there you go. This is a weird thing. I mean, we had a report a few months ago. I don't remember where it came from, but it was along the lines of WWE, you're going to give it increased focus, and now they've released everyone in the division pretty much. They've got Joe Gacy, who is the same build as me, and let me tell you, I am not 205 pounds fighting for it. On 205 Live, they've dropped the weight limit entirely. You got Odyssey Jones over there. He's like twice that weight. It's a nice thing around Roderick Strong's waist, I guess, and I do like Diamond Mine and everything they've done. And, you know, Santos Escobar had a good run in Kushida, and, you know, various other people over the years. I really loved Leo Rush and Angel Garza when they had their little series a couple of years ago, but it's not the most focused belt in NXT, and I think if they got rid of it, I don't know how many would be crying themselves to sleep over that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Put it that way. Anyway, my next story, Cody Rhodes. How's he doing? Did a table bump with fire and, like, why? It's weekly TV. He was set on fire even as well.
Must not get booed.
The things this guy does for our entertainment are much appreciated. But it was a crazy visual on TV, of course. But we got a little update on his health, actually, after all of this. And this report comes from PW Insider. Cody was checked out for burns after taking the bump. I mean, you've seen the pictures. Yes, of course he was, but the outlet PW Insider hadn't heard of him going to the hospital for further treatment, and the black marks that were on his back, and you saw those, what happened there? Parts of the table, probably, just like little bits of residue. So Cody wrestled this match, he had some goo.
Yeah, weird flaky goo.
Yeah, I think that was probably to protect him from burns.
Yeah, it's probably a wise move, let's face it.
Yeah, absolutely, and we're glad that he's taking steps, obviously, and not putting himself at further risk, but I thought it was kind of funny when Taz on commentary was like, hey, there must have been some glue in that bin that he fell on. Like,
oh. Gotta explain it away somehow.
Sure, but yeah, Cody's doing all right, and we're glad of that.
Yeah, absolutely. The bump was absolutely insane. And yeah, doing that on national television is a whole new world. Remember, was it after Double or Nothing, was it with the Cody and the Dustin Rhodes match with all the blood, and then Tony Khan was like, oh my god, no, we're never going to get this on TV, this is a different thing, this is a pay-per-view thing, this is a one-off, we're never going to get this kind of blood and guts on AEW TV.
And then you fast forward to 2021, and you got
here
this,
we are.
And you got pizza cutters on the heads and stuff.
Everywhere, table bumps through fire.
Another
brave new world.
The first episode of Dynamite. I'm sure it was the first episode of Dynamite. Jon Moxley put Kenny Omega through a glass table.
Yeah.
Hey. Blood and guts.
What a world we live in. But yeah, at least he did take some precautions, and Cody is doing okay, because we obviously do not want to see anyone get burnt alive for our enjoyment.
We appreciate the effort. We appreciate the hard work. But
absolutely.
I want to see everyone healthy.
Also, if you're going to put someone through a table, pick a move that doesn't also put you through the table way worse than them.
Absolutely.
That's 101 right there. But sticking with AEW for a bit, we've got a bit of an update on Big Swole leaving. Now, a couple of days ago, she announced on Twitter that she wasn't going to be renewing her contract with AEW. And Fightful Select, Sean Ross Sapp, has come through with a bit more information on this. Just saying that the contract wasn't ended early, it was simply allowed to sort of run its course, and it ended naturally at the end of November, and they just chose not to renew it, and that there is no heat on Big Swole for making this decision, and no reason why there's any bad blood between the two of them, between her and AEW. Just one of those mutual decisions that they came to, that it just wasn't right for her at this time, and then moved on and leave it open for the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Swole's obviously had her health issues. She's spoken about her struggles with Crohn's disease. It was particularly troublesome at the start of the coronavirus pandemic, when she had to like cycle off her medicine for that because she was at risk and stuff. She's spoken about this, and a horrible thing to live through, but I think like it speaks to her just excellence that she's been able to enjoy a career in wrestling through all of these things. She's worked very hard and overcome a lot to get to where she is today. And like we said the other day, nothing but respect for her and this decision. Hope that whatever she does next absolutely rules. It's just a simple part in a ways. It's not a very juicy story, is it? You know, usually when we come on and talk about someone leaving the company, it's budget cuts, that's a lie, you're really rich. Or you're this guy did this thing or whatever.
This crazy thing happened.
I'm going to get on a podcast and shoot with Talk is Jericho.
A person made the right decision for themselves.
And how can you be upset
with
that? Twitter question. Speaking about being upset at things, Twitter's here. Not you guys. You guys only send us good questions. But, you know, there's some weird people on Twitter. The first one today comes from Advent. I'm really sorry if I mispronounced your name. Advent Cylinder, who asks, who do you think is going to be the first ever AEW Triple Crown winner? That being the World, the TNT, and the Tag Team titles. Their pick, Dante Martin.
Interesting.
The Butcher.
Probably not the Butcher, unfortunately. Oh. I would probably go with Hangman Page.
He's already got two, hasn't he?
He's already got two. Yeah. He's already halfway there. Well, more than halfway there. And then once he's kind of done with this run at the top, maybe drop down and then a nice little run with the TNT title as well.
I like that a lot. I'm going to be lazy and go for the opposite side of the coin and say Kenny Omega.
There you go.
He's had two of them. He's had two of them as well. And the idea of him doing like weekly, once he's healthy, of course, doing weekly matches with the TNT, I think that's really cool. It'll be a lot of fun.
Just him doing mad little TV matches.
Exactly. Like little 10-minuters, little 12-minuters. Not having to go 30 minutes and destroy his shoulders. The poor guy. I hope
ease
he gets some
back
rest.
In, Kenny. Ease back
yeah,
in.
Yeah, get some R&R, man. You certainly deserved it. The next question comes from Big Al, or Big A-L, who asks, would you rather have Danhausen pour teeth in your mouth and then kick you in the face, take the tsunami from Jonah, of course the former Bronson Reed, or jump off the cage in a Hell in a Cell match?
Jesus, that ramped up quite quickly, didn't it?
Yeah, it really did. You've taken a bump or two in your life, Phil. Which of these are you...
Taken a bump or two. I've also done the Mick Foley and jumped off my garage roof when I was a child. That was good. So I'm going to go against the Hell in a Cell thing because my garage was high enough and I don't really want to go any higher through a table or anything, and that was just onto mattresses, so that was fine. I'm going to go with the teeth thing just for the gif. Just for sharing it around on Twitter. I think that gif would do the best.
Yeah, that would do... Yeah, at least you go viral.
What else is wrestling for if it's not for the gifs?
Banner and gifs. That's all you need. So if I'm left with the other two options... look, I was too scared to climb like a 6-foot scaffold for our chase quiz in this office recently. So there's no way I'm going up the Hell in a Cell, which means I guess I'm taking the tsunami from Jonah.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. Oh, God. There's no good choices, is there? None whatsoever. The final question here comes from Ryan T, who asks, and this is a big one. Ooh. Morning, Legends. In honor of War Games this weekend, who would be on Team Wilborn? Chambers, in this case. Wilborn's not here. And Team Murray, respectively, if the two of you were to battle... Team versus team, who you having? Four people. I've had time to think about this, so I'm going to go first.
Okay.
I'm drawing exclusively from wrestling's handsome weight division for my team.
Okay.
To compensate for my lack of handsomeness. And I'm going for Wardlow. What a piece he is. Ricky Starks, Adam Cole, and Angel Garza. They might not win, but they'll be hot.
Fair.
Yeah.
What have you got? We'll go in the complete opposite direction and we'll go with hot versus not. I'm sorry to all of these people. but I'm going to go with Kane just after he took his mask off.
Sure, yeah.
I'm going to go with Early Mankind that whipped his hair out,
yeah.
I guess. I'm trying to be like, I'm going to go with Snitsky. He can punt some babies through the cages. And I'm going to go with... Can't think of a third one. Great Carly. Sorry, Carly.
I was going to say Burned Fiend.
Or Burned Fiend. That'll work. Take either one. Pick.
Anyway, let us know down in the comments section what you think Burned Fiend is.
Hot versus not War Games.
Who's that going to go?
Who can win?
Let us know your War Games teams, whatever the themes are down below. That'd be cool. Fun stuff. Thank you for joining
us.
Subscribe, rate, comment, ring the bell, all of that stuff. You can follow us on Twitter, WhatCultureWWE. Send us your questions. Phil's back tomorrow.
Yes.
Unless you got one of your 12 days off you have every week.
Back with Gareth.
And Pollard will be here on Sunday.
Oh, and a hot scoop coming up later on today at 5 p.m., I think, which will be midday Eastern. There might be a big old fat quiz coming out on the Wrestling Channel where we do the chase. You were too scared to climb up the scaffolding, so you couldn't be the chaser. But yeah, we do the chase, and it was good fun, and you should watch it, what I'm getting at.
The beast I am not. You can follow Phil on Twitter at...
@PhilMyChambers, and you can follow Andy Murray at...
@AndyHMurray. The H stands for hip replacement, because that's what I would need if I climbed the scaffold. Goodbye. See you later.
I thought it was going to stand for hot.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.